Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Martin Stevenson is the executive director of the Tour Championship, and he was, of course, the man who put on one hell of a show last year when Tiger was able to, speaking of Tiger and Justin Rose playing together and the FedEx Cup. Well, first off, welcome, Martin.
Well, thank you for having me.
You had a $10 million man, and really that was the moment that everybody kind of knew Tiger was back last year.
It was an historic day for the game of golf. To see the crowds, the way they reacted there in the shadows of the East Lake Clubhouse, just 6 miles from where we're sitting right now, to have Tiger Woods come back to Atlanta for the first time in 5 years, win his 80th PGA Tour event, 5 years since he won his 79th, to see the crowds pour in on Sunday. Just an historic day for the game of golf, a great day for our city, and a phenomenal day for the Tour Championship.
I can see by your face, Mark, you really get stoked when it comes to golf. I mean, this is like this is your like Super Bowl for you, like yeah, doing this.
It is. We get the privilege to put on the season-ending event for the entire PGA Tour. East Lake has been the exclusive home. The city of Atlanta, state of Georgia, is the only place that a FedEx Cup champion has been crowned. I mean, how fun is that, Hugh? We get the top 30 players in the world coming here to Atlanta every year, competing on the home turf of Bobby Jones, where he played his first and last round of golf at East Lake Golf Club. Just how cool is that? That sounds really cool.
So about that, tonight, you know, you got Tiger Woods teeing off at almost in prime time. What is that going to mean for golf? And first of all, is this the first time that it's ever been done like this? And if it isn't, what does that mean for golf being in prime time like this?
So it's not the first time golf's been in prime time. Anytime we have majors like the U.S. Open playing out on the West Coast, we here on the East Coast get the benefit of that prime time coverage. What is new this year is the big schedule change. Mm-hmm. The PGA Tour, we have launched a brand new schedule that has set up a wonderful cadence of monster global events every single month, beginning with the Players' Championship down at TPC Sawgrass in March and culminating here in August with East Lake and the Tour Championship. So now the golf has got this incredible season of, in March you roll into the Players, April step into the Masters, obviously the PGA Championship now in May. We're enjoying the U.S. Open now in June this month. We've got the Open Championship next month, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs begin in August, obviously culminating with the FedEx Cup, crowning the FedEx Cup champion here at East Lake in August.
So what are your expectations for Tiger tonight?
Well, if we look back at his track record at Pebble, it's got to be pretty good, right? We've been seeing a lot of the replays of what he did in 2000, winning by 15 strokes, still a record in a major. He's playing really, really well right now. But look, there's a lot of storylines happening. You look at, in fact, John, you've been talking about Brooks Koepka trying to become the what will actually be the second man to win the U.S. Open three times in a row. Now, it's been a long time since this happened. Little known Willie Anderson back from 1903 to 1905.
All right, okay. You know, we're playing with gutta percha balls and, you know, on fields that sheep, trim. Come on, stop.
No, it's the storylines this week. Obviously, Tiger's a great one, chasing after his 16th major, looking to tie Sam Snead with 82 PGA Tour wins. You've got Phil Mickelson still seeking that career Grand Slam where he's had tremendous success at Pebble. You've got, obviously, Koepka that we talked about trying to win his third U.S. Open in a row. You've got Rory, who's coming off after winning by a touchdown at the Canadian Open and playing incredibly well this season. There's just so many great storylines, so many great players lining up, and we're excited to see what happens this week and then ultimately find out who's going to be in the top 30 to make it here for the Tour Championship.
Martin Stevenson is the executive director of the Tour Championship. Talk a little bit of golf ahead of the U.S. Open beginning in about an hour from now. Martin, to that new schedule here, you have the four majors, but by moving the Tour Championship up from September into August, you get the added benefit of avoiding, you know, the start of the football season for the most part, the NFL season. And so now you have, you know, this August date, and of course, the players have always considered the Players' Championship to be a quasi-major anyway. And it makes almost de facto six majors, almost. And with moving it up and combined with the fact that did last year with Tiger winning, as you talked about earlier, so electric, with Tiger winning, did it finally, fans finally kind of grasp on the concept of the Tour Championship? Because it's been kind of ethereal on how the points work, but at least to the effect that, oh, this is a really big deal. Did it take another level up?
John, it was a perfect storm to have Tiger win the event the way he did. to have that as our springboard into our new date. And let's take a look at the date right now. The big reason we do this on the PGA Tour and us here in Atlanta with the Tour Championship are really the biggest beneficiaries of this schedule change. We now get to own August. In the past, our event has been held in the third week of September. It's a very cluttered, busy schedule, not just from a sports event landscape, but just in Atlanta in general. Now we get to move up to the weekend before Labor Day. The kids are already back in school. And if you look at the events that were happening during the week of the tournament last year compared to this year, it's almost 340,000 paid sporting event tickets essentially go away. This past year in 2018, when we saw that incredible moment with Tiger Woods, some people forget, Falcons had a 1 o'clock kick against the Saints in Mercedes-Benz. Georgia Tech was hosting Clemson down in the flats on Saturday. The Braves had a home game every single day that our gates were open. Atlanta United had a home game. This year, United's out of town. The Atlanta Braves have got a home game on Wednesday and Thursday against the Marlins. Then they're hitting the road. Obviously, the Falcons have a preseason game, but we're not in season, and college football hadn't started yet. So now, for the city of Atlanta, the Tour Championship really gets to stake the main stage and just own that third week, which is just going to be wonderful for the event, wonderful for the city, and wonderful for, obviously, our beneficiating charities, the East Lake Foundation, First Tee.
That's going to be great.
So, Martin, how much do you get feedback from, like, the players after they play in the tournament, and how much of that feedback do you actually use to make the tournament a lot better?
Well, a lot of that goes through our rules officials, our agronomists, but East Lake continues to get top marks. Our players have said it consistently through the years that East Lake provides some of the best putting surface, the best greens that they get to play all year. Ralph Keppel and Chad Parker, the team at East Lake, have that course in perfect condition, it seems like, every single year. So the reviews from the players are pretty easy. They love the course. It's a phenomenal golf course. So that's something very special that the players love to play here in Atlanta.
Martin Stevenson is the executive director of the Tour Championship, which this week will be the third week in August. And again, the new schedule, you have a major event, now the four majors, but really six, with the TPC, which the players down at Sawgrass, that's the Island Green Tournament, considered to be a major in a manner of speaking. You had Rory win that event. You had Koepka win. You had Tiger win, then Koepka win. And so you have, now you're coming into this third major, but the fourth big event. By the time it gets to you, you have the four majors in hand, you have the TPC. It's almost like, in a way, fans are going to, I think this year, because of the early time and because of the way it's staged up, you could have the Tour Championship points leader, three or four different major winners. I mean, it's almost like the World Series, and you can really, it'll all start to come together. Oh, this is for all the marbles now because of the $10 million that's on the line.
Well, and this year it's actually $15
million. Oh, there you go.
A lot of money.
A big change in addition to the schedule change. Another big announcement this year was actually the way we're going to do the strokes system versus the point system. You had mentioned earlier, John, about how it kind of gets confusing with
right.
The FedEx Cup points. So this year, in addition to the bonus prize to our winner of the FedEx Cup, and this year instead of $10 million, they'll actually be winning $15 million
okay.
on Sunday here at East Lake. When the top 30 players make it to Atlanta, we will reset the top 30, and instead of being points, will now be strokes, which will give every single player a chance at winning the FedEx Cup by winning the Tour Championship. So the way it'll work is the leader coming in, so last year was Bryson DeChambeau, he would have started the tournament at 10 under par, and then it works all the way down to basically players 26 through 30 starting at even par. And then once you tee it up and go. And so for the fans watching at home, our fans on the grounds at East Lake, it's very simple. Just look at the leaderboard. You'll be able to see what's happening.
And so there'll be two leaderboards, in effect, one for the tournament and one for the Tour Championship.
Just one leaderboard. That's all we're going to be looking at. So we will have our one champion. And once we tee it off, just tee it up and go.
Wow.
And it'll make it very, very easy for fans to be able to understand what's happening. Whereas last year, it was, Justin Rose.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I got you now.
We eliminate the points and make it much simpler. And to put it into a real live example, this past year, if you recall, Tiger Woods just needed to make, I believe at the time, a bogey to win the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the greenside bunker and two on the par five right there in front of the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Put it up on the green, had an 8-foot birdie putt. He lagged it up to about an inch and tapped in and won the tournament, and the place went wild. Well, under the new format, if we had had it in place last year, that birdie putt that Tiger Woods had would have been to tie Justin Rose to go into a playoff for the FedEx Cup. So that's a very real live example of what the strokes system works versus the points.
So, Martin, I've been thinking about – I have some golf clubs, and I've had them for years. But right now they're home for spiders. And I got into it with the rest of my teammates back in the day, and they've kind of surpassed me. It's gotten to a point where, I'm a little bit embarrassed to go out there and play because they're playing so serious. So how can I – do you have, like, a class or something that I could take just to get back into it and learn how to play before I actually go out there on the golf course? Because now, since I'm a little older, I'm starting to get invited to a lot of golf tournaments, and I don't want to go because I can't play.
So my best advice to you is just pick it up. Have fun. And I got a little secret for you. No one's really that good at golf. It's okay.
I can't tell. I cannot tell. You know, John Freaky over here is talking about his golf game. Every time he goes in the bullpen, he's swinging the golf club and everything. So I'm a little – I got to say, I'm a little intimidated. Like, I got the clubs, but I'm a little intimidated about going out there and, like, having a bad showing or talking too much.
So we need to get you set up, and we'll get you some lessons to get you comfortable out there.
Yeah, okay. That would be a good thing. Right, exactly. Martin Stephenson, Tour Championship website for the fans to begin to take a look at possibly getting tickets.
Yes, please. Go to tourchampionship.com. We've got all of our ticket information up. For everyone out there, go ahead and get your tickets now. Our grounds ticket and Ultra Club tickets prices will increase on Monday, June 17th. So let's go ahead and get our tickets this weekend if you can. Again, tourchampionship.com. Our grounds tickets are actually going to be moving to a mobile ticket this year, which we're very excited about. So go to tourchampionship.com. All the information's there, and go ahead and get your tickets for this August 21st to the 25th.
And I'm so excited for the tournament again this year. Thanks, Martin. Always, we'll talk to you before.
You're the man. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.